My friends, as we begin this video, I want to invite you to begin it with a prayer with me. So let's start. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you and give you permission to come into this video, to speak through me to the people that will hear me, that we may come to know God and allow God more deeply into our lives. Amen. My friends, well, my name is... It actually doesn't matter who I am. It matters who this guy is. That's what's awesome about today. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, and it is a Sunday where we specially focus on the mercy of Jesus, the Sunday after Easter. And one of the messages that comes with this devotion, with this way of coming to God, is Jesus telling this nun from Poland, tell the whole world about my mercy, and I want to do my part. You know, whenever I hear that invitation to tell the whole world about my mercy, something stirs in me, in my heart, that I have to do something. Even if this only reaches 10 people, that's the world that I need to reach. And so today we celebrate something very, very particular for the whole world. In today's readings, there's something very important that I want you to hear. We hear in today's readings in the Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, where Jesus appears to his disciples and it says, the door being shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews. Now, if we all go to that reading and we hear that, we can completely relate to it. All of us are with the door shut for fear of something. What are you afraid of? They were afraid of the Jews. Maybe future generations of Christians were afraid of the emperor, of persecution, of family, of leaving everything behind to follow Jesus, afraid of their own sins that they couldn't overcome. What are you afraid of? You know, right now, all of us are quarantined for the same reason, but we're all afraid of different things. Maybe you're afraid of losing your job. Maybe you're afraid of getting sick and dying. Maybe you're afraid of something happening to your family. Whatever is that fear, realize that we're in the exact same situation as those Jews were, as those apostles were 2,000 years ago. The doors are shut, and we're afraid. And Jesus wants to come and speak to that fear that you have. Now, I have that fear too. I'm not going to tell you what I'm afraid of, because that's something very personal. But you know what you're afraid of. And if you don't, I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Holy Spirit, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of what others will say if I post a video on YouTube? Maybe that's one of our fears. Am I afraid of speaking to others about Jesus because of this or that reason? And Jesus, in the same way, wants to pass through the walls into that locked room and speak to us. And let me suggest to you that the way that Jesus looked to those apostles is just like this, shining and brilliant with his mercy. You know, one of the things about mercy that's really amazing is when we sin, there is this like punishment that we, you know, have to receive or that we have before God. And God in his mercy doesn't want to give it to us, but rather he takes it on himself. And Jesus was so punished by taking on that crucifixion that his whole body was like one big wound. That's how it's described. Some of the mystics will say that, and some parts of Isaiah will say that he was like a worm. So Jesus was, his whole body taken on that punishment that we deserved. And it's precisely through his entire body, which was wounded, that mercy comes forth. Imagine that. We can give mercy to others to the degree that we take on their punishment. Let me repeat that. We can give mercy to others to the degree that we take on their punishment. Now, if Jesus took on our punishment in his whole body, what does that mean? His whole body can give out mercy. That's an amazing thing. That's why he was brilliant, white as light. And he comes into our situation right now on Divine Mercy Sunday. Brothers and sisters, his mercy passes through the walls of your house no matter where you are, no matter what country you're in, no matter what state you're in. His mercy cuts through your walls. He cuts through what you're afraid of to reach the depth of your heart. And what's so amazing is that first word that Jesus preaches to us and says to those apostles, it's so important for us to hear it. I have to get excited about this because it's so awesome. He says, peace. Now think about that. That's super important that he says, peace. And that's the first words out of his mouth to his apostles. We have peace when all our debt is paid. Now, as I say that, a lot of you can relate, because if all your credit card debt was paid right now, you would have a ton of peace. If that stimulus check coming from the government paid off all your debt, you would be in so much peace. Now, imagine if all the debt that you had paid before God was just erased. You would be in a supreme state of peace because you have nothing that you owe God. There's no more war. There's no more injustice. It's only peace. That's why he speaks those words. Jesus speaks those words because he paid off their debt by the suffering that he took on. And he continues to pay it on. And today, on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 19th, 2020, hope I have the date right because sometimes I'm kind of flaky with things like that, he has paid off your debt and he wants to offer you this incredible promise where he says that the soul that comes to confession and repents of their sins and receives communion, or at least receives it spiritually, whether you're Catholic or not, I think at this point it doesn't matter, that all your sins and punishment are totally forgotten, totally erased. Peace. My friends, peace is what the Lord wants to give to us today on Divine Mercy Sunday. And if you think about all the different things that people are looking for right now, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, a stimulus check, a job, an N95 mask, think about all the different things that people are looking for right now. The truth is, we don't need any of them. We don't need any of them. We don't need any advice or this and that. What we really need is peace in our hearts. We need the exact same thing that those apostles were given 2,000 years ago in that locked room. We who are locked in our houses, we need that peace that Jesus wants to give us. And that's exactly what the Lord wants to offer us on this Divine Mercy Sunday. My friends, and all of you who know about this devotion, spread this message. Don't just let it be me or other people or other professionals. This is for all of us. Jesus wants all of us to tell the whole world about his mercy, not just bishops and the Pope and priests, although, of course, those are some of the main messengers. But he wants you and I to spread this message. The whole world is looking for peace right now. And it's right here, coming from him, from this image, from this message, from this day. Learn about it. There's so many amazing resources out there, way better than this. I'm just an amateur, as you can see. There's so many amazing resources to teach about Divine Mercy Sunday. Look them up. Read about them. Share them with your friends and neighbors. And invite them into this peace that Jesus extends out to us, where he cancels before God all of the debt of sin, simply by us being repentant and wishing to receive him in our hearts. My friends, I ask that you keep me in your prayers, and I shall do likewise, that all of us can tell the whole world about his mercy. God bless you, and have a beautiful Divine Mercy Sunday.